All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, after an impressive season for the Carolina Panthers, their year came to an end on a disappointing note last night as they fell on the road to their division rival in the New Orleans Saints. The 31-26 loss by the Panthers marked their third loss of the season to New Orleans. And over the last 2 years, Carolina is just 1-4 versus their NFC South brethren. Now, one thing that has really hurt the Panthers, especially this year, is the fact that they have struggled with the Saints' pass rush. And that showed up once again in their loss yesterday as Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was sacked 4 times by this Saints defense. I look at it, one glaring weakness for Carolina heading into the offseason is the fact that they're going to have to upgrade their wide receiver position. Remember, this team traded wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin during the season to the Buffalo Bills. And I mean, they felt that, you know, Devin Funchess could be the guy. And Devin Funchess, you know, he's not ready to be that guy. He's a number three, potentially a number two. And what the Carolina Panthers need to do, they need to go out there and they need more speed and they need more consistency at the wide receiver position. You look at quarterback Cam Newton, he had a solid season and he had a solid game versus the Saints yesterday. He was 24-40 passing for 349 yards or 2 TDs, no interceptions, and of course those 4 sacks. And he was done in by some mis-execution by his teammates. You saw the drop touchdown in the first quarter and, of course, the missed field goal to end that drive. And that really, really came back to haunt the Panthers, because when they were driving late in the game for a touchdown, they could have been in position to just need a field goal to win that contest and advance to the second round. You also look at head coach Ron Rivera. He did another solid job with his team this year to get this squad to the playoffs. And I mean, it's just the fact that they ran up against a good Saints team, because I really felt if Carolina had gotten past New Orleans, they had the potential to make a run. Rookie running back Christian McCaffrey had a decent rookie season. You know, he was a top 10 pick this year. I expect him to be a more focal point of the offense going forward. He only averaged 3.7 yards per carry this year, but he did have 80 receptions coming out of the backfield, and I do believe that McCaffrey will be a bigger impact for this club in 2018. You still have Luke Kuechly at middle linebacker for Carolina, and of course, it's all about his health, because he has dealt with the concussion issues throughout his career. Defensive end Julius Peppers, how long could he get it done? This guy is 37 years old, had another stellar season for his soon-to-be Hall of Fame career, and I look at GM Marty Herney. He's got to go out there and, you know, he's got to find a way to build off of what Carolina started this season. And for Carolina, their bread and butter is being tough. Their bread and butter is in the trenches. And for their struggles with New Orleans right now, New Orleans is basically beating them at their own game, as far as the fact that, you know, they've out-toughed Carolina in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And that's something that you normally don't say. Now, granted, when you go back to yesterday's loss, the Saints really weren't able to run the football effectively versus the Carolina Panthers. That, of course, was a difference from their first two meetings. It all came down to a few key plays here or there, which were the difference in this game. But I guarantee you, heading into the offseason, that this Carolina Panthers team is going to be focused on trying to get past the New Orleans Saints. Because you look at this division, it is very competitive. 3 teams from this division made the postseason this year. And, of course, 2 are alive heading into the divisional round. And if you are Carolina, you know what you know what your litmus test is. You have to find a way to get past New Orleans. And for all 53 men on this Panthers roster, I guarantee you their focus heading into training camp for 2018 will be that team with the Fleur de Lis on the side of its helmet. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And with the start of 2018 here, before you know it, it will be June, and that's when the Cyclones' new campaign will begin at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the weekend's action from the divisional round in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.